this story did not happen to me, but it is my friend's story, and we have tried every year to get her to come tell it, and she's a little bit nervous about speaking in public, so I'm telling it for her. But she joked that it was okay because I probably know it as well as she does because I've told it so many times. So this is a story about my friend Heidi, who I should tell you is like the least woo-woo person you could imagine. Like, this is not a woman who has ever like aligned her chakras, or she's like, nothing like this has ever happened to her before or since. But after I had known Heidi for several years, and that to me is also part of the story, because if this had happened to me, it would be like the first thing I told you when I met you, because it's so creepy. After I'd known her for many, many years, we were having dinner one night, and she proceeds to tell me this story that she grew up in a very old house in Moline, Illinois, a place I have never been, but starting when she was around 3 or 4 years old, she became petrified, like Mr. Bigsby, to sleep in her room at night by herself. She was fine if she slept in her brother's room. She was fine if she slept in her parents' room. But if she slept in her room with nobody else there, every time that happened, she would lie in her bed and she would hear footsteps coming down the attic stairs at the end of the hallway. And then she would hear those footsteps coming down the hall into her room. And then at her doorway would appear a man. And he wore a fedora and a long trench coat. And he would come in and he would sit on her bed and just stare at her. And, you know, she was a little girl. She was absolutely terrified. She said she would try to scream like nothing would come out. She said the only time he never spoke to her, he never hurt her. She was terrified, but he never, you know, never did anything really bad to her, except he would put his hand over her mouth if she tried to scream. And she was obviously completely freaked out, but she was little. She was too scared to tell her parents what was going on. She never breathed a word of it, and she endured this for 3 or 4 years. And then he just stopped coming. So finally, when she was in high school, one day she decided to, like, confess to her mom, and she's like, "Mom, you know, when I was little, this crazy thing happened to me, and I was too scared to tell you, but I want to tell you now." And her mom felt really bad that they had, you know, that she hadn't been able to tell her, and, you know, her mom was interested enough so that, like, she went back and did some research on the house, you know. And the only thing she could find that sort of was out of the ordinary about the house was that the house had been owned for many years by a prominent dentist in the town, and that he had had a young daughter who died while they were living in the house. So, of course, all of us amateur Scooby-Doos, as is our want, I was like, aha, you know, he is attached to the presence of this young girl because he lost his own daughter and whatever. But they never proved anything. That's all they know. And, like, life went on. And for a long time, that was the story. And I was like, oh, my God, you got to hear, my friend Heidi saw a ghost for years when she was little in her house. And isn't that cool? And blah, blah, blah. Until a few years ago. Because I think I was more attached to this story than Heidi was. She's kind of like, just whatever, she doesn't want to talk about it. But I was like, it's a ghost, and it was in your house, and you saw it. And she mentioned it to her mom, and she said, you know, I have this friend who's interested in that ghost crazy thing that happened. And her mom says, oh, my God, I forgot to tell you. Heidi's parents went back to Moline, Illinois, for their high school reunion, where they ran into, as small towns, as happens at small town high school reunions, to the woman who lives in the house now. This is not the people to whom they sold. I think it's passed through 2 owners since they moved away. They now live here in Baltimore. And they're chatting the way you do at your high school reunion. And, oh, yes, we live in the house, and we did this to it, and we did that to it, and we just love it. And, you know, now we have grandchildren, and they come and visit. And our granddaughter loves to come for sleepovers. And, you know, her room is, I think it's the room that used to be Heidi's room. And, you know the craziest thing this woman says at this high school reunion in Moline, Illinois? She always says that a man comes and visits her when she's sleeping.